is BBC Radio Wales.
Good morning, Wales. It's 8 o'clock on Friday, the 24th of March. This is Felicity Evans and Mai Davis.
Good morning to you. Our top stories this morning. Joining us now is Vince Donovan, who is one of the founding officers of the PREVENT programme in Cardiff, which works to detect and prevent radicalisation, now runs a consultancy, Safety Solutions. Thank you for joining us today, Vince.
Good morning, thank you.
As we heard there from the Metropolitan Police, the focus is kind of on understanding the motivation of Khaled Mansoud and whether or not he had any associates. And that's the difficult thing to establish in something like this, isn't it? You work with PREVENT in communities. A lot of people self-radicalise.
Yes, they can do, unfortunately, and the facilities that are available to them are the likes of the internet. Unfortunately, there are like-minded individuals in our communities and across the UK as well who are quite keen to have that discussion, have that debate, so people perhaps working together in small groups who will be under the radar, unfortunately. They're not going to be visible within communities. So this is very secret, it's very underground. But unfortunately, a lot of this is available for people to access very freely in the Independents and in the bedrooms, just tapping away on Google.
I mean, you work with PREVENT, and you're one of the founding officers of PREVENT in Cardiff. We hear a lot about it, but how does it actually work? A lot of people curious about what it does.
Okay, so with regard to PREVENT, it's a case of police officers who have good contacts, good engagement with existing communities, diverse communities across Cardiff where I worked. And with that sort of respect and that trust, going into the mosque, going into community groups, and asking questions and trying to establish what the grievances are, what are the concerns that are affecting young people nowadays. And once those sort of ties and those bonds have been sort of developed, then it's the confidence then of members of different communities coming forward and saying, look, I've got a concern, I've got this person. It's not only the community, but it's local authorities, it's health trusts, it's everybody now under the PREVENT duty with regard to the new counterterrorism legislation was brought in 2015.
It's a difficult balance, though, isn't it? We heard the Assistant Commissioner talking about we've got to balance access to Parliament with security. With something like this, you've got to balance security with people's rights to privacy and not to be felt that they're under a microscope, if you like, that there's an us and them narrative going on. That's a fine line to tread, isn't it?
It is a fine line. It is a problem, and I just genuinely believe that sensitive debate needs to be considered. The powers and the legislation has been introduced is well placed. It's well assessed. The police have to go through very, very rigorous criteria and levels of consent to look at eavesdropping and tapping into people's digital worlds in terms of their access to their mobile phones or the sites they view on the internet. So, but. It is a problem, and I feel that the debate with everything that's perhaps been done in our communities, recognising all the significant cuts that have taken place over many recent years, which have affected our local authorities, our youth groups, our community groups, that the community are really struggling to come up with answers and to provide that support, and effectively we're relying on good-minded people and volunteers and the likes in Cardiff of the Cardiff PREVENT Stakeholders Group to address some of these concerns.
Yeah. Is there a danger that, you know, people get particularly twitchy after an incident like this, understandably? Is there a danger that perhaps this could fuel, as Leanne Wood from Plaid Cymru has said this week, fuel alienation in certain people who might have that kind of sympathy anyway, that they feel my community, my religion is now under the microscope and it will push them further away?
Well, yes, and this is my fear. I'm really concerned because of, and I don't wish to throw it back at yourselves in the press, but when we look at the BBC, ITV and Sky, the Google, YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, all these different mediums nowadays are people are there to access this type of information. Unfortunately, this creates fear. We are in a sense, when we look at a callous murder that's taken place on the streets of London, and we're sensationalised, we're creating little blockbuster movies, and I'm really, really concerned about that this individual now has been named, and in some quarters, in some groups within our communities now, this person will be idolised. And the effects this has is that the people who may be Muslim or just look like Muslim are going to be looked at with suspicion in our streets. They're going to feel uncomfortable on the buses, on trains nowadays. And I really do think that as internet providers and the press, we need to take a sensible look at this in terms of how we sensitively publish media around this area, where we see the car driving at speed and that poor woman being thrown into the Thames. We've got eyewitnesses' accounts. It's all a saturation which creates fear and distrust and, unfortunately, hatred and anger that can affect some people in our communities to be motivated to do more.
Okay. Thank you for joining us this morning, Vince. That's Vince Donovan, one of the founding officers of the Prevent programme in Cardiff.
This is BBC Radio Wales.